Well, this season, there are several toys that are apparently flying off the shelves. Call us and tell us the toy or the gift that you want, your kids want, your family members want.
Yeah.
You can't get, you can't find.
Yeah.
Pokemon trading, the card game.
That's still popular?
Yep. Sells for $50, and apparently it's flying off the shelves. Wow. You can't find it.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. And there's kids that still love those cards.
Pokemon. Yep. The trading card game. Also, Slime Mart. Slime's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's this one in particular that you can't find anywhere is by Basket and Bag by Zuru.
What's special about that slime?
The Slime Mart. I don't know, but it sells for $7.99 a bag or $14.99 a basket.
It's a lot of slime.
You know, you can
make
like
the worst
your own.
Toy.
Slime is the worst. Yes.
With Elmer's glue and something else.
Cornstarch and just word to the wise, it will clog all your sinks.
Oh my gosh. Why are you putting it down your sink?
Do you think I put it down my sink?
Oh, no.
Or do you think it was my daughter who made it with one of her friends?
Right.
Right. Okay. And then tried to hide it underneath my cabinet like I wasn't going to know.
Yes, slime is the worst. And I do know because Ezra, the reason he wanted to do slime is on YouTube Kids,
yep.
And there's a million slime videos probably associated with this product. They're getting paid to do it, and they're super well produced, but they look like they're just doing it at home. And it's like, holy crap. And then he wanted slime, and it's like, oh my gosh.
And it is fun, and it is easy to make with things that you have, but it's not easy to clean up.
I don't know
up.
A parent that's like, I'm glad we have slime.
No, and that's how parents felt about Play-Doh growing up,
true.
But that's what we wanted.
It's in the carpet.
It's better than glitter. That's the number one thing I hate. Go ahead.
Glitter is hard, but you can't really, you just do arts and crafts. You can't really play
but
with
Jason's
it.
But Jason's talking about coming back from the strip club.
True.
They should never give glitter in the strip club because it's going to get all over you. That's the number one telling sign.
Yeah.
But they love it, don't they?
It's awful.
I mean,
it doesn't go away for 3 years out of your home.
It's true. Another thing that's flying off the shelves, can't find it anywhere, the Paw Patrol Marshall's Rapid Reload Fire Truck.
Okay.
My Spin Master sells for $65.
Jeez.
Nice. Mm.
Yep, Paw Patrol. I bet it's huge. The fire truck with Marshall in it.
Yeah, Paw Patrol.
And then two things, they're in the top, that are flying off the shelves, can't find them anywhere this holiday season. The Air Tubes by Tubster, Fat Brain Toys. Air what? Tubes by Tubster.
Okay.
And it's spelled T-O-O-B.
Is it like at home ear tubes?
Air Tubes.
Like if you have like ear infections, you can just do it at home?
Oh, I wish.
What is that, I wonder?
Let me see. Tubes.
Is it for the pool? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Is it for sledding?
Oh. The air tubes are these giant, tall things that you can put balls through
that shoot out.
Oh.
It's kind of like at the science center.
Okay.
You know that?
Yeah.
That tube system that they have, and you put the balls and it sucks it out, and then it...
I played with that at the one over in Winston, that one. I played with that for 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I know to get Jason for Christmas.
Jason's like, I want an air tube.
No, I loved it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about.
Have you ever,
I do.
It has this huge one like that, and it shoots out a handkerchief or something.
Do you know what I love about this toy? I love that it's... You have to, like, actually using your brain to figure out different ways to configure it to make it blast out the...
Ooh, okay.
That's cool.
That is cool.
It's a STEM
toy. How much are they?
Well, the ones that you can't find anywhere...
Well, I guess there's all sorts of different... Yeah.
One can sell for $14.95, but the air tubes, like the big one... is $160.
Oh my god.
Now, can you attach them together? Like, can you put... Because that would be amazing.
It looks like
you can. Yeah, buy different kits.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine having a whole room?
That's
where you
cool.
Just, that would be awesome.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm sad that we said this.
It reminds me a lot of the magnetiles.
Yes, I love magnetiles.
Yes, magnetiles, but they just connect with tubes. Mm-hmm.
They have that.
Huh.
They have that there, too, the magnet thing. It's just not as fun, Matt.
Well, I think it's pretty fun. Those are cool.
No, they're really cool because you build different things.
And yeah.
I guarantee if we were there, your expression and smile would be a lot better with the tubes.
Well, that's just true. The air tubes, it's called air-powered play.
Boy, awesome. These are expensive. To have a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
You get your starter kit where the other friends will make fun of you, but
I think the starter kit is the one that's the $14.95, and then they get you by saying, but you need the whole kit.
It's like one small tube, and you can't do anything with it.
No.
The big one is $160. You're right, Katie. Jeez.
Called Air Tubes by Fat Brain Toys.
All right. Anything else?
Number one.
Those were the top. Those are the top. Yes. Those are the top toys.
From what I understand, Katie. I don't know where you got your list from.
Yeah. It's just titled The Hottest Toys That Are Flying Off the Shelves.
Well, I don't know who wrote that, but
.com.
I will say that the most impossible thing to get right now is Mattel released the K-pop Demon Hunter dolls, and they're $150 a pop, yeah. And they're sold out immediately.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is the talk about timing. They couldn't get it in time for Halloween, but they got it in time for Christmas.
The K-pop ones?
The K-pop, yeah.
The demand is unbelievable, and the price is for a dollar or something. And I heard they made them so fast, they don't even look like the K-pop Demon Hunter.
It just looks like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Now, are you getting one for Everly? I mean, I guess...
Well, now that Santa? You said that, hopefully she's not listening. No.
I'm sure it's not what Landon asked for. Maybe. I don't know. He's in a frat. I don't know what they do.
You don't know if Santa's bringing it?
No, I didn't. I didn't even think about that. And also, now that you can't get them, I'm not going to deal with this crap this year. So
she'll get two. How much you want to bet she gets one?
I bet Carol's already on it.
How much money you want to bet that Everly gets one?
I don't want to bet money because I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think there's probably already two under the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Under each tree.
Well, I'm going to have to look at eBay, I guess, now.
eBay?
That's where you can get them. That's what we did with the Hatchimals. We sold them on eBay and to the highest bidder.
You can't find them, like, at, I mean, no local stores or
care? I said it was completely sold out.
Oh, okay. Mm. Well.
Yeah, and then my teenage kids, it's like they want just all electronics and money. And
that's, yeah.
Then Ezra's, he's back on the Talking Tom dolls.
What are those?
Did Wyatt ever get into Talking Tom?
Mm-mm.
I don't know Talking Tom.
My kids played it, Talking Tom. It was an app, or it's a game, and then they turn it into like a TV series.
Oh.
And it's a doll that, you know, you talk to it, and it just mimics what you say back, but there's all these different characters. That's all he wants.
And
he wants all five.
Buy, like, they're actual real dolls. Yeah. You can buy them.
Yeah.
Okay, Talking Tom.
And I'm like, huh.
Yep.
And then I'm sure by the time even Christmas gets here, he'll be like, I don't want that anymore.
Well, that's the problem.
That's kids.
Say, once you make your list, that's what we send to Santa. So
I'm so excited about the tubes. I don't know why.
They're fun.
I just feel like making a whole setup in a room.
Do you want me to send that to Carol to say this is what Jason wants for Christmas?
But I just don't want one of those cheap $14.99 ones. And I want
Do you think Carol's going to go cheap?
No. The Goodmans don't go cheap.
Mm-mm.
And if you want one that you want that's going to like make your be cool in your room, you're going to spend over $1,000.
You're going to need at least like four kits.
Yeah, because the one that's $160 is still not that big.
Yeah. It's way bigger than the starter.
But it's not that big. Right. It's not going to fill your room at all.
No. You think you'd get sick of that after a while? Or is it cool when people come over like for Christmas dinner and you go, hey, let's go play up in the room?
Are you going to get sick of it?
I don't know. I don't get sick of it
at the Science Center.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's not something you're going to play with every single day, but I think that when, you know, you're like, oh, I feel like it, you'll probably play with it for a while.
It'll be the day after Christmas, and Carol's like, Jason's not even playing with it anymore. He's just playing with the box he came in.
Trying to put his own balls in there. Doesn't work that way.
Thank you. I thought it was something else.
Right. It is air-powered play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't give it to a dude.
Yeah.
That thing blows pretty hard.